and Mario Badescu. Plus, treat yourself to easy shopping when you buy online and pick up in store. It's free. Shop now, wow later, and get ready to give, gather, and glow. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Local news first, then Fox News. Every hour on the hour. Seville 107.5 FM, AM 1260 WCHV.
Mostly cloudy skies and warmer today. High temperatures today, upper 50s to near 60.
It is 32 degrees outside the Automated Office System Studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsroom, this is Local News First. I'm Joe Thomas in the morning.
A man was arrested following a verbal altercation that escalated to a shots fired incident on UVA grounds. The UVA Police Department arrested Anthony Lyle Lee Jr. of Charlottesville. He's been charged with attempted malicious wounding and is being held at the Albemarle Charlottesville Regional Jail.
Reminiscent of a truck and bus crash here in the Charlottesville area, Virginia State Police are investigating a nearly 70-car pileup that happened Sunday morning on Interstate 64 near Williamsburg and injured dozens of people. VDOT spokesperson Brittany McBride says the chain reaction crashes on the freeway had it bottled up for hours.
We were notified of the multi-vehicle crash on 64 West. Just before 8 a.m. this morning, that closed all of our westbound travel lanes, followed shortly by a second crash in the same location on the eastbound travel lanes.
No deaths were reported, but more than 50 people were taken to area hospitals. Fog and icy conditions on a bridge crossing may have contributed to the situation.
Well, I should say this section of interstate is actually currently undergoing a safety improvements project with widening the interstate and bridges from 2 lanes to 3.
VDOT reminds us that no matter how much precipitation may have fallen during an overnight, with temperatures right around freezing, icy conditions can grip a bridge or an exit ramp very quickly.
Santa Claus helped 2-year-old Bentley open up his box full of new toys, including plush animals, blocks, and a doll, a moment his mother Heather Varner is thankful for during Bentley's battle with neuroblastoma, a rare childhood cancer that affects the nervous system.
Everything's so different for us now. We don't know what to expect day to day. You never know what's going to happen. It's scary and it's hard.
With help from Mason's Toy Box, volunteers presented gifts to Bentley and his family. For Kelly Cassay, a co-founder of the nonprofit, Bentley's story reminds her of her mission to give back in her son's memory.
This one really does strike close to home for me because this child's battling the same disease that Mason did, and he passed away in 2011, and we started Mason's Toy Box that December.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 31 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the place to hear the Todd Starnes Christmas Special, starting first thing Wednesday morning on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Polino. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker brings the story of the Skywalker family